Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go, Jay!
Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Obviously a big week here at the Giants facility with the announcement that Eli Manning would not start on Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. Coming up on the show, we'll take a look back at one of Eli's most defining moments, the 2007 NFC Championship game. Plus, we'll take you on the road with Brandon London as he takes you out to the Bay Area. And it is with great pleasure that we welcome in both Brandon and Madeline Burke.
Thanks, Bob. Now, earlier we did a segment called How Well Do You Know with Sterling Shepard? Yep. Well, we found out some of the receivers call him Teeth because he's always smiling, right?
Yeah.
But you got to know some more about him on the field.
That's right. We got to go into the slot with him and find out why, after his 2 years in the NFL, he's slowly becoming a route technician. Let's check it out. This is going to be my best move because I'm actually with another wide receiver. We have slot receiver Sterling Shepard to join us today. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Hey, man, you are a route technician. So, and since this is my special one, I'm calling this one Routes One-on-One with Shep. Take us through routes at the slot.
Press release. I'm going to start. I'm going to keep my right foot up.
Okay.
Just the ball be in right here.
Yep. DB's here.
If he's a little inside shade, that's what you want. You want him to be inside shade because you know that you're trying to get right here. So you can also, just to move him just a little bit more, put him in. See, his feet are automatically going to shuffle. So move him in, stick, climb back. But you don't want to get pushed out wide. So staying tight to him, give him a little speed. So he's still running, about 12. Boom. And then you want to come back down friendly. So he can't undercut it.
All right, so let's go back to the top.
A lot of times guys are scared that you're gonna do a shallow route. So you can be looking like this and then really sell it, boom, and then hit him, then come back. Get back vertical,
yep.
Get to your top, same thing.
But that's why this is routes one-on-one with Shep.
So here you go. You're gonna try to move him, boom, that doesn't work. So it's right here. You still want to capture the outside. So if you can grab any piece of him, you kind of want to get the elbow because the elbow turns his whole body.
Yep.
You smack his wrist, he's really not going to go anywhere.
Okay.
So you try to move him, it didn't work. Smack the elbow, boom. And then try to get back vertical.
He's still here.
He's still riding.
He's still here.
Boom. And come back down friendly. If it's man, you're going to have to do a man cut. So... yeah, you could stick him out to go in, like you said. So move him this way, boom, get an inside release, get back vertical. It's man, so he's chicken fighting with you. Just slap him off, give him something out, boom, and then you're coming in.
Let's go a double move. That's a good, some sort of double move from the slot.
I'll give you a nod, a stick nod.
Okay, stick nod.
So stick him in, boom, climb. You get him to bite. You want this to be lazy, though. You don't want it to be a hard stick and lose him, because if you lose him, then he's not going to bite off the double move, which is that right there.
Yep.
So, boom, you moved him. Be lazy. Look at the QB. Boom. He's going to try to undercut you.
And now it's zone. So let's say this is a backer. A backer buzzes out. He's here. He's got this whole curl of flat area. Now how do you run it?
So he's playing you inside leverage. You already have him beat right here with your stick route, because he's inside. So you want to keep that. You don't want to shake inside or go inside because then you're losing your leverage. You can't get back out. So just use this, maybe a slight inside. Get him right here. Boom, lazy on that again. And then he's going to get your eyes back so that he can look back too. Boom, and he's right here, wide open.
Woo, that's Ross 101 with Sterling Shepard.
Right.
Appreciate you, man.
So
that's another edition of My Best Move. Madam, can you come out the break, stick opposite, come running.
And go.
And
right.
Go.
Shepard's all about the yak.
All about the yak.
Yards after the catch. I bet he'd get 50 yards a yak.
Easily.
Well, I went 50 yards with Evan Ingram. Got to know our tight end a little bit better in 50 yards presented by Quest Diagnostics. What's your favorite thing to do on an off day?
Off day, I am sitting in my house or my apartment and playing video games all day.
All right, what's your go-to video game?
Right, it kind of varies. Right now, I'm on 2K all day.
2K is a good one. All right, if you were not a professional athlete, what would you do for a living?
I would want to be a neurosurgeon.
Ooh.
Yeah, a lot of school, but
all right.
Once I make it, that'd be legit.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
Lion King. My mom put it on every day, probably about 5 times a day, so gonna stay loyal to Lion King.
All right, Hakuna Matata, right?
Always.
All right, this has been 50 Yards with Evan Ingram, presented by Quest Diagnostics.
Neurosurgeon, NFL tight end. I guess life kind of takes us down different paths sometimes, no?
You know, it could have gone one fork or the other, but gotta respect those doctors. That's a good alternate right there.
Yeah, for sure.
And Hakuna Matata, great movie.
Great movie.
Classic. All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after the break. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, the Giants are headed to Oakland to play the Raiders on the road. Brandon, you scouted it out, though, before they went.
That's right. Giants fans, if you're heading out west, trust me, you're going to love the Bay Area.
What's up, Giants fans? This is Brandon London coming to you from beautiful Northern California with another installment of Giants on the Road presented by United Airlines. With a unique twist to the away schedule, Big Blue is making 2 separate road trips to the Bay Area this season. And they'll be right back in the Golden State this Sunday for their Week 13 matchup against the Oakland Raiders. Now, if you're headed to the West Coast for the game this weekend, the Bay Area is such a great place to visit. First off, you got the city, San Francisco, with the fog rolling in, the crooked street, the cable cars, the steep hills, and all of the different neighborhoods. Haight-Ashbury, the Mission, Fisherman's Wharf, and if you have time, you can take a ferry tour to the Rock, Alcatraz. The Pacific Northwest is one of the most breathtaking areas in the country. You can go for a drive across the Golden Gate Bridge and hit a Muir Woods where you can hike under the tall redwood trees. Now across the Bay Bridge, you've got Oakland, which has always been a diehard football town. After over a decade of struggle, the team is planning on moving out to Las Vegas, but Derek Carr and company have finally given Raider fans something to cheer about. The crowd of silver and black at Oakland Coliseum will most definitely be loud and rowdy come Sunday. But if you know Big Blue, you know we've got fans all over the world. And here at Aces in San Francisco, Giants fans will feel right at home.
When we opened up in 2005, at that point, there was really no New York bar. And being a lifelong Giants fan, it just made a lot of sense to me as a businessman to open up a place where I could go to watch my team.
Exactly.
It's a very New York Giants-centric bar. We have Mark Bavaro jersey, Phil Simms jersey. I'm a big Eli guy. We got an Eli jersey. Yeah. And no matter what's happening, whether we're having an amazing season, we're having a subpar season, people want to be here, and they want to experience that with like-minded people. So they're here, they're family, they're diehard.
Go Giants!
Let's go, baby!
All right,
we believe in
The Oakland Raiders have a great fan base as well. We're not going to see any silver and black in the bar.
You know, you might see one or two.
One or two.
Ain't no fans is better than Raider fans.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
There's a lot of friendly banter.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good fun.
Raiders! Whoa! It's all gonna go down Sunday. Raiders, Giants, make sure you guys tune in.
Yeah. Giants, baby! Giants!
Sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide.
Honestly, no, keep going.
I got no voice, but you know what? You gotta know that song. It's a classic. Yeah. It's a classic.
I have to admit, we did like 5 takes because I kept messing it up. But it's cool.
As you can see here. It's cool. It's all good. We tried. Great song. Keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after this.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Welcome back here to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know, Brandon London just took you on a little tour of the Bay Area. The Giants are playing in Oakland tomorrow. Justin Tuck finished his career with the Raiders, but he'll always be viewed as a New York football giant.
Hailing from Kellyton, Alabama, Justin Tuck went on to star at Notre Dame, becoming the Fighting Irish's all-time sack leader. But a knee injury would cause his draft stock to fall, and the Giants reaped the benefits, selecting Tuck in the third round of the 2005 NFL Draft.
I definitely felt as though I was better than most, if not all, the defensive ends that were drafted before me. I was surprised that I slipped that far down, but I wasn't surprised by the Giants. I was actually pretty excited about it. And coming to New York and getting the opportunity to work with, you know, Michael Strahan, OC Umiar at the time, I honestly couldn't have put myself in a better situation for success.
Let's go back, looks right, field pressure, gets sacked again, fumbles the football, it's loose. Justin Tuck got the sack and forced fumble.
It's the rookie Justin Tuck who got his first sack.
2007 would be Tuck's coming out party as he recorded 10 sacks on the season while terrorizing opposing quarterbacks.
Grossman, back to throw, under pressure, gets sacked by Justin Tuck. Tuck has had a heck of a year.
You know, Tuck was having a great year that year, but I think that the Super Bowl game really propelled him. He was flip-flopping from left end to right end and just being that force.
Brady back to throw, steps up, sacked again, back at the 15-yard line. Justin Tuck got in there. Back-to-back sacks of Brady as the Giants dial up the pass rush.
I just remember being on the sideline watching Strahan and Tuck and OC go to work, and it was like an avalanche, and they couldn't stop it. And Tuck, I mean, he became Justin Tuck.
Brady back, has time, steps up, gets hit, fumble. Sacked, fumble the football, it's loose on the ground, they scramble for it, giant ball at midfield.
Well, Justin Tuck, I mean, he has been the MVP of this defensive front. How about his night here in Super Bowl 42? Six tackles, two sacks, and now a forced fumble.
Everybody talked about the Super Bowl being like the greatest game I've ever played, and I'm always the guy to say as well. The only reason why I was able to have the success I had against that O-line that night was because everybody else around me was having the same amount of success.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
Listen to that right now.
Number 91 would have the best year of his career in 2008, recording 12 sacks. And his versatility was on full display.
A pass intercepted by Justin Tuck. He's got it on the run to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Justin Tuck.
Despite dealing with injuries, Justin maintained his dominance over the years, taking over the reins as the Giants' veteran defensive captain. And in 2011, he would lead Big Blue back to the NFL mountaintop.
You know, getting it to Super Bowl 46, man, getting the opportunity to give that speech.
I'm mad that y'all won it today. I got a ring. Chris, you ain't got one. You don't know what it feel like. Rock, you ain't got one. You don't know what it feel like.
Being in the Super Bowl and having this opportunity just doesn't come around, you know, every year. There were some guys on that football team that had never been in the Super Bowl, had never held a Super Bowl ring, and I didn't want them to miss out on it.
Boss, you ain't got one. You don't know what it feel like. I'm telling you right now, it's the best feeling in the world. And if it's on me today, you're going to have one out of this.
Giants rush three. Brady's under pressure. Brady's going to get sacked by Tuck.
Captain Clutch. You know, I've never seen anybody perform the way Tuck would perform on the biggest stage in the biggest games.
Brady is back. He's under pressure, and he gets sacked at the 13-yard line. And the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
The heart of a champion.
We are world champions.
Tuck played two more years in New York before finishing his career with two seasons as a member of the Oakland Raiders. But in 2016, he would return home to retire as a Giant and be inducted into the Ring of Honor.
My entire career, I used to always look up at those rafters and get kind of inspiration from the past greats. Lawrence Taylor, Sam Huff, Robustelli. And now to go up there with those guys, in a lot of ways, the gatekeepers of this franchise. And to be included in that conversation is mind-blowing. I still get chills just thinking about growing up in a town of 200 people, being in the yard, throwing a ball to myself. Going from there to now, wherever I go, people know me as Justin Tuck, the New York Giant. This organization helped me go from a small kid And I got here when I was 21 years old. I was a kid, to being a better father, a better husband, a better person. Obviously, I'm blessed to have had the success, and I'm blessed to be a part of the organization. I'm blessed to be a New Yorker now. Once a Giant, always a Giant means that I have to make sure that I'm representing this organization the way that it deserves to be represented.
Boy, Justin Tuck has been a Giant both on and off the field. When we come back, we'll look back at one of Eli's greatest moments, the 2007 NFC Championship game win in Green Bay, when we continue with Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time for Back in the Game, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Eli Manning has been awesome in the postseason, but never better than the 2007 NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field. Minus 1 degree with a wind chill of minus 23.
How you guys feeling today?
Feel good, man. You know, a little chilly.
Went out there with Toomer and Plaxico to warm up a couple hours before the game. Usually it's a, you know, we're out there 25 minutes kind of stretching and going through our routine. I think we lasted about six minutes maybe. And I said, y'all warm, y'all loose? They're like, yeah, we're good.
But the weather wasn't a factor for Eli Manning as he put on one of the finest performances in his career.
Eli and Plaxico Burress were the only two guys who played like they weren't cold. They looked like they were in the backyard, slinging it around.
Manning from the gun, back to throw, dips one left, Burress has it on the run at the 40, and knocked down at the 47-yard line as he beat Al Harris on the slant.
Harris was beaten badly that time.
Plaxico on Al Harris was just, they played a lot of, you know, press man-to-man, and, you know, it wasn't a complex scheme. It was just throwing kind of old-school hitch routes, and if it's pressed, it converted to a fade. If he played over the top, I was going to throw it to a back shoulder and just stop him. If they're off, you know, throw a hitch. He had 11 catches. I'd say 8 of them were on that same route.
Manning takes back to throw. He wins it over the right side, and he's got Burress again. He turned around Al Harris out of bounds at the 11-yard line of Green Bay. Goodness.
In that kind of weather, you don't know, you really don't know what to expect from a quarterback as far as throwing the ball. And, you know, we just went out, and we just put on one of those shows that it'll be talked about for a long time.
Late in the third quarter, Manning connected with Amani Toomer on one of the most spectacular catches in Giants playoff history.
Back to throw. Looks right, looks left, throws it left, looking for Toomer down the sideline, makes a diving catch. Is he in or out? They say he's in at the 12-yard line.
Perfect throw by Manning, and somehow Amani Toomer got his feet down.
And the funny thing about it is going into that game, people were talking about how Eli's never won a game below this temperature. And that's why, you know, statistics and all that stuff are just made to be broken.
Eli threw for 251 yards, and the game went into overtime, giving Lawrence Tynes a chance to send the Giants to the Super Bowl.
Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good.
Knew it was going to be a, you know, long. Sure enough, knocks it in, and now we're going to the Super Bowl.
And the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42. In overtime, they beat the Packers 23-20.
Eli was dynamite that day. Tomorrow, his streak ends at 210 consecutive regular season starts, 222 overall. Eli, 8-4 in the postseason, including 2 Super Bowl MVPs. You know, one of the really cool things that NFL players started doing was getting their cleats painted. And now the NFL, in conjunction with the players, has My Cause, My Cleats. And the Giants are active participants.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing a pig here, man.
Yeah, been one of my favorites for a long time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good job. We had so much fun. It was so nice to get to know you guys.
J-A-1-7.
Really cool look at all the different cleats that players will be wearing on the field in Oakland on Sunday. That wraps it up for this week's show. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next week, everybody, for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.